online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The latest figures show January was the second worst month ever for waiting times at A&E departments in England. Official stats show there was a slight improvement on this here in Kent, with 78% of patients being seen within 4 hours. That's still below the government target of 95%. Martin Berry from the College of Paramedics says bed blocking is also a big problem.
If we haven't got the beds, we haven't got the wards to move patients onto, and then if we haven't got the social care to move patients out of the hospital back in their own homes, which is where they want to be, then that's just going to cause a problem.
Last month, thousands of non-urgent operations were cancelled to help ease demand on services.
KMFM News.
Plans to recruit 200 more police officers in Kent have been approved this lunchtime. It means we'll have to pay a bit more towards the policing part of the council tax to fund the extra officers. The average bill will increase by £1 a month, taking them up to about £169 a year. Controversial proposals to axe 13 clinics that support breastfeeding mums in Kent are being discussed at a meeting this afternoon. Nearly 5,000 people have signed a petition saying they're not happy and this will have a deep impact on many families. The county council say they'll still promote breastfeeding but also need to support mums who choose other feeding methods too. Caroline Mitford is from Keep Kent Breastfeeding.
Our campaign isn't really about whether you use breast milk or bottle milk. It's more about mums having a choice and having a really good quality expert service, and we feel that if they transfer the breastfeeding support services to the health visitors, that will mean that mums don't have open access near to their homes to an actual expert.
New rules to clamp down on bullying and sexual harassment in Parliament have been hailed as a potential game changer. MPs and peers face being suspended or, in extreme cases, recalled or expelled. Meantime, a survey has found almost one in five people working in Westminster has experienced or witnessed sexual harassment or inappropriate behaviour in the last year. A Thanet police officer's lost his job after pleading guilty to drink driving. PC Ryan Bullows failed a breathalyser test while off duty in Buckinghamshire in October. A hearing's now decided his actions amount to gross misconduct and he's been instantly dismissed. The 43-year-old, who has served with Kent Police for 2 years, has also been banned from driving for 15 months and fined almost £400.
This is KMFM.
An event's taking place later to raise money for a foundation set up after a woman was stabbed to death outside a shopping centre in Medway. Earlier this week, 26-year-old Joshua Stimpson from High Street in Walden was jailed for life for murdering Molly McLaren outside Chatham's Dockside outlet last June. The foundation was set up to help people with eating disorders. Molly's friend Amelia Davies is one of the people behind it.
What it really focuses on is just helping other people, and that is exactly what Molly was all about. Like, when she was here, she was just always there to help other people, and I think if a foundation does that in her name, that really can just depict her and what she represented to herself as a person.
A comedy night's being held at the Student Union in Chatham from 8 o'clock. A woman's been cut free from her car after it crashed into a tree in Hildenborough. Emergency services were called to Nisles Lane just before 11 this morning. The road's been closed and she's being treated at the scene. The idea of Canterbury bidding to become UK City of Culture for 2025 has taken a step forward. Council bosses have agreed to carry out a study to see if the idea is feasible, because although it will bring benefits to the city, it also costs a lot to put the application together. Canterbury was last involved with an East Kent-wide bid in 2017, but lost out to Hull. And comedian Alan Carr, presenter Melanie Sykes and the Kaiser Chiefs' Ricky Wilson are among the stars taking part in the Great Celebrity Bake Off. The charity special will also see judges Paul Hollywood and Prue Leaf returning.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Kent's Lizzie Young Arnold says she's hoping to successfully defend her title at the Winter Olympics. The athlete, who grew up in Sevenoaks, won gold in the skeleton in Sochi 4 years ago and is hoping to do well in South Korea.
Going to take the best of me as an athlete to perform here, as it will everyone. So I hope that it will bring a tough competition. We'll be fighting for medals, but I want to be there and I want to be on the podium.
She'll be leading out Team GB at tomorrow's opening ceremony after being chosen as flag bearer. And England's rugby union head coach Eddie Jones has made two changes to his team for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Wales at Twickenham. Jonathan Joseph replaces Ben Teo at outside centre, while Danny Kerr comes in for the injured Ben Youngs at scrum half. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.